It seems like almost forever ago. It'll be 2 years in October. 3 years in October. 3 years, tres años. It was a cold, frigid morning in Bogota. And I heard this, come out of the shower. That was Emilio. And I said, I'm not taking one. There's ice coming out of that faucet. And we had the privilege, both of our congregations, of providing Apostle Guillermo and his family with a hot water heater. Because he used all of the funds for the ministries that they were doing around Colombia, around Bogota. I thought we were going to visit a pastor. We were going to watch an apostolic work truly. Would you feed 2,000 children a day? They feed 2,000 children 6 days a week. Three meals. They give music lessons to those musically inclined. That's what his daughter Mildred does. She's gifted. And they become the worship leaders in the churches. The first day that Emilio and I were there, he said, well, we got to go to this pastor's meeting. Pastor's meetings historically in this region have been something that a lot of no-dos. But he's been gathering for 30 years. There were over 100 pastors gathered and fervently praying for the Lord to move in Bogota. Do you remember what I told you? Well, if you were at the conference last Saturday, I said, pastors gather and apostles assemble. Oh, Guillermo assembles people to move throughout the body of Christ so that they can do the work of the ministry of Jesus every day. So I'm first going to introduce Alan, so that we can understand what Guillermo has from the Lord for us. Alan is Guillermo's interpreter. And this is my friend, Apostle Guillermo Parra. Whatever the Lord puts on your heart, brother.
Amen. Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Sí, era que teníamos un problema de agua.
Right now we have a problem with water.
Porque el calentador se había dañado.
Yeah, we have to heat the water when we bathe.
Entonces el pastor Alberto preguntó qué pasaba con el agua.
So this is why Pastor Alberto asked, what happened with the water?
No, fue que se rompió el calentador.
It's what happened is the heater broke.
Pero ahorita estaba recordando antes de que él diera ese testimonio.
And he's talking about before there was this testimony.
Que Dios lo usó para bendecirnos.
That God used it to bless us.
Y darnos un calentador nuevo.
And God gave us a new heater. He blessed us.
Amén. Qué bueno es Dios.
How great is God? How good is God?
Yo le estaba preguntando al Señor.
I was asking to the Lord.
Y orando al Señor que me confirmara lo que Dios me estaba diciendo.
And I was praying to the Lord that he would confirm to me what I was to say.
Y el Señor me dice que les diga.
And the Lord told me that I should tell you.
Que hay un lugar para ustedes.
That there's a place for you.
Dios les va a entregar una propiedad.
He's going to give you a property.
Para la iglesia.
For the church.
Eso va a ocurrir estos días.
This is going to happen in these coming days.
Y va a venir muy rápido.
It's going to come very quickly.
¿Ustedes lo creen?
Do you guys believe it?
Yes.
Amen. Aleluya. ¿No se alegran por esto?
Are you not happy about this?
Oh. Amen.
Make sure they're awake.
¿Ah?
Hay estar cierto que están despertados.
Sí. Una buena noticia. Oh, sí.
Oh, what a great piece of news.
Dios los va a bendecir. Oh, okay.
God's going to bless us. Oh, okay.
Está bien.
That's great.
Eso va a pasar muy pronto.
This is going to happen very soon.
Alguien va a entregar una propiedad para la iglesia.
He's going to give you a property for the church.
Usted ha estado esperando eso.
You guys are waiting for this.
Usted ha estado sembrando en otras naciones.
You guys have been sowing in other nations.
A ti no te importa dar lo que sea a otros.
And it doesn't matter to you to give what you have, what it might be to others.
Y bendecir a otras
and to bless others.
Ministerios.
To bless other ministries.
Tú podrías ser un hombre muy rico.
You could be a man very rich, a very rich man.
De mucho dinero.
With lots of money.
Pero tú has sembrado en el reino.
But you have sown seed in the reign of God.
En otros ministerios.
In other ministries.
En otras iglesias.
In other churches.
En otros pastores.
And other pastors.
Pero Dios te va a honrar.
But God is going to honor you.
Te va a bendecir.
He's going to bless you.
Te va a sorprender.
He's going to surprise you.
Todo lo que tú has sembrado en el reino de Dios.
Everything that's done in the kingdom of God.
Va a venir ahora a su ministerio.
Everything that you've done is going to come to your ministry.
Escríbalo si quiere.
Write it if you want.
Dios lo va a hacer ahora.
God is going to do it now.
Dios va a premiar tu fidelidad.
God is going to give you the reward for your faithfulness.
Tú eres una guerrera de Dios.
You are a warrior of God.
Yo estaba orando ahí de rodillas.
I was praying on my knees.
Cuando tú comenzaste a danzar.
When you started to dance.
Yo escuché las alas de los ángeles.
I started to hear the angels.
The muy wings. Fuerte. Muy fuerte.
The wings of the angels, very strong.
El Señor está desatando algo sobrenatural.
God was assaulting something supernatural.
Algo muy fuerte.
Something very strong.
Está pasando.
Was happening.
Yo quiero que se tomen de las manos. Ustedes han creído a Dios.
You guys have believed in God.
Son como niños.
You guys are like children.
Creyéndole a Dios.
Believing in God like children.
Soñando.
Dreaming.
Los veo en las noches.
In the nights.
Hablando juntos.
Talking together.
Y como niños soñando.
And like children dreaming.
De las maravillas de Dios.
Of the marvelous things of God.
Dios te dio una unción.
God has given you an unction.
Muy fuerte.
Very strong.
Para guerrear. Para guerrear.
To fight in battle.
The warrior.
To war.
Para guerrear. Mm-hmm. Poderosa.
Very powerful.
Pero yo siento hoy en mi espíritu.
But today I feel in the spirit.
El Señor me trajo.
The Lord brought me.
Para decirte.
The Lord brought me to tell you.
Que te va a sorprender.
That he's going to surprise you.
Estos días.
In these days.
Un ángel va a ir a tu casa.
An angel is going to come to your house.
Y va a entregar una propiedad.
And he's going to bring a property.
Para la iglesia.
For the church.
Amen. No te va a costar nada.
It's not going to cost you anything.
Porque él va a pagar todo.
Because he's going to pay everything.
Tú lo has visto en otros ministerios.
Have you seen in other ministries? Have you seen that in other ministries?
Eso va a pasar ahora en ti.
This is going to happen for you.
¿Me pueden regalar aceite?
Can somebody give me oil?
Padre, en el nombre de Jesús.
Father, in the name of God.
Yo oro, Señor.
I pray, God,
tu
Lord,
presencia,
that your presence
y tu gloria está aquí.
And I recognize that your presence and your glory is here.
Y este hombre es un profeta de Dios.
And this man is a prophet of God.
Y esta mujer es una guerrera de Dios.
And this woman is a warrior for God.
Y yo, Señor, ahora en el nombre de Jesús.
Right now, God, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Declaro este momento especial.
I declare this moment a special moment.
Donde Dios va a hacer algo sobrenatural.
In which God is going to do something supernatural.
En la vida de ellos.
In the life of them.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
La unción del Espíritu.
The unction of the Spirit.
Viene sobre él.
Is going to come over them.
Viene sobre ella, Señor.
It's going to come over her.
Oh Dios.
Oh God.
Y ha estado por muchos años.
Who has been.
Han estado por muchos años.
You've been for many years.
Guerreando.
That she's been for many years warring and praying.
Ahora, Señor.
Right now, God.
Los tiempos se aceleran.
The times are accelerating.
Y viene algo tremendo de Dios.
And something tremendous of God is coming.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Declaro, Señor.
I declare,
una visitación
Lord,
poderosa.
Powerful visitation
del Espíritu Santo
of the Holy Spirit
sobre la vida de tu siervo,
in the life of your servant,
sobre la vida de tu sierva, Señor,
in the life of your servant, man and woman,
en el nombre de Jesús,
in the name of Jesus,
amén,
amen.
Otra palabra. Tienes que venir a Colombia.
You have to come to Colombia.
Okay.
Now. Amén. Dios es bueno.
God is good.
Amén. El que estaba, Ron es de la iglesia. Ron, come on. Y su esposa. ¿Usted habla español?
Do you guys speak Spanish?
Sí. Ella.
Does she speak Spanish?
Muy poquito.
A little bit.
¿Sabes que eres un pastor?
Do you know what a pastor is?
¿Tú sabes que ellos son pastores?
Do you know?
¿Tú sabes que ellos son pastores?
Do you know that they're pastors?
Yes. We have commissioned them as pastors.
Ya han ordenado ellos como pastores.
Dios va a comenzar a hacer algo muy grande.
God is going to do something big in your life.
Ahora.
Right now.
El Señor quiere que ahora.
The Lord wants that now.
Comience a desarrollar su ministerio.
That you would start to develop and unroll your ministry.
Delegue más responsabilidad. Delegue más responsabilidad sobre ellos.
Oh, put more responsibility on them. Give them more responsibility.
Más.
More.
Dios te está moviendo. Dios te está moviendo afuera a otras cosas.
God is moving outside in other things.
Y Dios lo va a comenzar a usar a ellos.
And God is going to start to use them.
Muy fuerte.
In a strong manner.
Ellos son tus hijos.
These are like your children. They are your children.
Yes. Te han amado y te han respetado por mucho tiempo.
They've loved you and respected you for much time.
No te han fallado.
They haven't failed you.
Han estado ahí.
They've been there.
Otros se fueron.
Others have gone.
Ellos quedaron.
And these ones stay.
Dios va a hacer algo muy grande con
God's
ustedes.
God's going to do something great and mighty with you guys.
Algo sobrenatural.
Something supernatural.
El Espíritu de Dios.
The Spirit of God.
Se va a revelar.
Is going to reveal.
Muy fuerte.
He's going to reveal himself with might.
Yo veo en ti un hombre con una unción muy poderosa.
I see you as a man with an unction that is very powerful.
Muy poderosa.
Very powerful.
Dios te va a llevar a una dimensión muy fuerte.
God is going to take you to another dimension.
A una dimensión de milagros.
In a dimension of miracles.
Y hoy.
And today.
Se va a ir en el nombre de Jesús.
You're going to go in the name of God.
Todo temor. Todo temor.
With all fear.
Se va a ir.
It's going to leave you.
Porque Dios quiere hacer algo poderoso.
Because God wants to do something powerful.
Hay cosas que tú quieres hacer.
There's things that you want to do.
Pero tienes temor.
But you have fear.
El Señor dice, no más temor.
God says, no more fear.
No más temor.
No more fear.
Camine.
Walk.
Predique.
Preach.
Tú puedes cantar con una unción más fuerte.
You can sing with a stronger song.
No limites al Espíritu.
You have to invite the Spirit.
Tal vez te van a decir fanático.
Maybe they're going to say, oh, he's crazy.
Eso no importa.
This does not matter.
Dios lo va a hacer.
God is going to do it.
Tu corazón es un corazón grande.
You have a big heart.
Estás soñando cosas grandes.
You're dreaming of great things.
Lo que le dices a tu esposa no son locuras tuyas.
The things that you're saying to your spouse,
es que el Espíritu
crazy.
De Dios
it's of the Spirit of God.
Está engendrando algo muy grande.
God is starting to create something great and mighty in you.
Algo muy fuerte.
Very strong.
Y hoy,
and today,
Dios los une.
God is going to unite you.
Para algo muy fuerte.
For something very strong.
Por algo muy poderoso.
Uh-huh. For something very powerful.
Padre, en el nombre de Jesús.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Este momento.
In this moment.
Es un momento profético.
Is your prophetic
moment. Es un momento para cosas grandes,
it's
Padre.
Your moment for great things.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Tu gloria.
Your glory.
Tu poder.
Your strength.
Viene sobre ellos.
It's coming to them.
Hay un hijo tuyo que tiene una unción profética muy
fuerte. Is there a son of yours that has a strong prophetic unction?
Habla cosas muy fuertes.
He says things that are very strong.
Y usted se sorprende.
And it surprises you.
Un niño. Es muy fuerte.
He's 1 year old.
Es un profeta de Dios.
Tiene un año.
Es un profeta de Dios.
He says, is this a prophet of God?
Dios va a hacer algo muy grande.
In whom God is going to do something
very big. Nunca
se
te olvide. Tú eres un pastor.
You are a pastor.
Por favor.
Please.
No negocios.
Don't get into businesses.
Solo sirve a Dios.
Just serve God.
Tu pasión es solo servir a Dios.
Your passion is only to serve God.
Dios va a proveer.
God is going to provide.
Dios te va a cuidar.
God is going to take care of you.
Dios trae un nuevo tiempo a América.
God is bringing a new time to the United States.
Dios trae un despertar.
God is going to wake up the
Dios United va a levantar States. Pastores.
God is going to raise up pastors
que tengan una pasión
that have
fuerte
a passion, very strong passion
por predicar.
To preach.
El Señor te dio
God has given you
una unción profética.
A prophetic unction.
Tú eres una profeta de Dios.
Are you a prophet of God?
Tú no tendrás temor.
Do you have fear?
El Señor te dio visión para ver.
Does God give you visions to see?
Tú puedes ver lo que está pasando.
Are you able to see what's happening?
Dios te dio revelación.
Does God give you revelation?
Viene algo grande de Dios.
Something big from
tú,
God is
tú vas
coming.
A ser un pastor,
you're going to be a pastor
con mucho poder,
with much power,
con una palabra poderosa,
with a powerful word,
con una revelación sobrenatural,
with a supernatural revelation.
El Señor te dice,
the Lord says,
no tengas temor,
the Lord says you don't
porque
have
Dios
fear.
Te va a llevar.
Because God is going to bring something.
A grandes cosas.
God is going to bring you to grand things.
Necesitamos hombres de Dios.
You need God.
Como tú.
Uh-huh. God needs men like you.
Como ustedes.
Like you all.
Con un hambre grande por Dios.
He needs a big
Padre,
man
lo bendigo
God.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Father,
y declaro
bless
tu gloria y declaro tu poder.
I declare your
declaro
glory
cosas grandes, Señor.
That you're going to
para la vida de esta pareja. Para estos ministerios, Señor.
For this ministry.
Dios va a dar cosas sobrenaturales.
God is going to give you
en el nombre
things,
de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Algo grande pasa esta noche.
Something great passes
tu gloria
tonight.
Esta noche, Señor.
Your glory this
tu poder
night,
esta
God.
Noche, Señor.
Your power this
en el nombre
night,
de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Tu provisión viene.
Your provision's coming.
Para el ministerio.
For the ministry.
Viene una provisión grande de Dios.
A great provision is coming.
Dios va a pagar estos días. Habrá un milagro económico.
God is going to open up economic miracles.
Un milagro sobrenatural.
And supernatural miracles.
Un milagro poderoso.
A powerful miracle.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Declaramos tu gloria.
We
y tu poder,
your
Señor.
Glory and your power,
en
Lord,
estas vidas.
In these lives.
Amén.
Amén.
Amén. Dele un aplauso al Señor. Gloria a Dios.
Exactly.
Gloria a Dios. Aleluya. La Biblia dice en Romanos. La Biblia dice en Romanos. Romanos 8, 26. Romanos 8, 26.
Romans 8, 26.
Okay, Emilio. Good. Dice, y de igual manera,
in the same way,
el Espíritu,
the Spirit,
nos ayuda en nuestras debilidades.
Helps us in our weakness.
¿Sabe que lo único que podemos hacer para llegar donde Dios nos quiere llevar?
Do you guys know that the only thing that we can do to arrive at the place that God
es,
wants us to arrive
es a través del Espíritu.
Is to have faith in the Spirit.
Porque el Espíritu es el que nos ayuda.
It's because the Spirit is the one who helps us.
Si usted no tiene el Espíritu de Dios,
if you guys don't have the Spirit of God,
no puede concebir.
You can't continue.
No puede llegar el milagro.
You can't arrive at the miracle.
Cuando el Espíritu de Dios vino a María,
when the Spirit of God came to Maria,
María pudo concebir.
She was able to continue.
El Espíritu vino sobre ella.
The Spirit came upon her.
Y María quedó embarazada.
And Maria became pregnant.
Solamente cuando el Espíritu de Dios
only when the Spirit of God
venga sobre su vida
comes upon your
life, usted va a poder concebir un milagro de Dios.
You're going to be able to conceive a miracle of God.
Si usted no recibe del Espíritu,
if you don't receive the Spirit,
si usted no está abierto al Espíritu,
if you aren't open to the Spirit,
no vas a poder recibir.
You're not going to be able to receive.
Lo que el Señor dijo.
What God said,
es una palabra que viene del Espíritu.
It's a word that comes by the Spirit.
El hombre, la mujer que recibe,
the man and woman who
va a concebir el milagro.
To conceive a miracle.
Porque es a través del Espíritu.
Because it's by the Spirit.
Cuando Dios dijo hagamos al hombre,
when God talked to the man,
estaba el Padre, el Hijo y el Espíritu.
He was in peace of the Spirit.
Estaba el Padre, el Hijo y el Espíritu.
There was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Cuando Dios fue a crear la tierra,
when God created the earth,
estaba el Padre, el Hijo y el Espíritu.
There was the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
Y la Biblia dice que el Espíritu se estaba moviendo.
And the Bible says the Spirit was moving.
Estaba moviéndose.
It was moving.
El Padre dio una palabra.
The Father said a word.
Comenzó a dar orden para la creación.
He started to give order for the creation.
Y el Espíritu comenzó a moverse.
And the Spirit started to move
en una manera sobrenatural.
In a supernatural manner.
Quiero decirte esta noche.
I want to tell you this
cuando
night,
una palabra sale de la boca,
when a word comes from the mouth,
y está conectado en el Espíritu,
and it's connected to the Spirit,
hay una conexión sobrenatural.
There's a supernatural connection.
En una manera poderosa.
In a powerful manner.
Luego vino Abraham.
Después, after came Abraham.
Y Abraham comenzó a ser un hombre de fe.
And he started to become a man of faith.
El espíritu de fe vino sobre él.
The spirit of faith came upon him.
Él escuchó la voz de Dios.
And he heard the voice of God.
Dios le dijo, sal de tu tierra y de tu parentela.
Get out of this property terrain of your family.
Te voy a llevar a un lugar.
I'm going to take you to another place.
Donde te voy a prosperar.
Where you're going to prosper.
Donde te voy a bendecir.
Where I'm going to bless you.
¿Quién me está hablando?
Who is talking?
Son locuras mías. Son locuras mías.
Solo.
Son locuras mías. In my crisis. My ideas.
Oh, okay. Am I just crazy?
Son cosas que están viniendo a mi mente.
Those are things that he might have had in his mind.
No, era el Espíritu estaba hablando a la mente.
It was the Spirit that was talking to his mind, to the mind of Abraham.
En una manera poderosa.
In a powerful way.
Cuando tú permites que el Espíritu te hable.
When you permit that the Spirit speaks to you.
Que el Espíritu te revele.
That the Spirit reveals things to you.
Usted va a poder entender lo que Dios te está diciendo.
You're going to understand what God is saying.
Esa palabra es poderosa.
In this powerful word.
Es la palabra de Dios.
It's the power of God.
Y la palabra de Dios.
And the word of God.
Está llena del Espíritu.
Is full of the Spirit.
Porque es vida.
Because it's life.
No es un libro cualquiera.
It's not a whatever book.
Es un libro poderoso.
It's a powerful book.
El poder de Dios.
The power of God.
La palabra de Dios.
The word of God.
Está ahí.
Is there.
Y cuando yo como esa palabra.
And when I eat this word.
Y cuando yo recibo esa
and
palabra.
When I receive this
estoy
word,
recibiendo del Espíritu.
I am persevering in the Spirit.
Y Dios me está llevando a una dimensión.
And God is tearing me to a dimension.
Muy poderosa.
A powerful dimension.
Abre tu corazón al Espíritu.
Open your heart to the Spirit.
Abraham comenzó a caminar.
Abraham started to walk.
En la dimensión de la fe.
In the dimension of faith.
En algo sobrenatural de Dios.
Supernatural.
Abraham comenzó a conquistar.
Abraham started to
conquer. Déjeme decirte algo muy importante.
I'm going to say something important.
No puedes conquistar.
You cannot conquer.
No puedes llegar a otros lugares.
You can't come to new places.
Si no es a través de una palabra del
if
Espíritu.
If it's not by the way of a word from the Spirit.
Tiene que salir una palabra poderosa.
You have to receive a powerful word.
Una palabra profética de Dios.
A prophetic word from God.
Para una gran conquista.
For a big conquest.
Y Abraham se movió a una gran conquista.
And Abraham moved in a great conquest.
Se movió a conquistar. A conquistar
he started to conquer
territorios que eran para él.
That were for him, territories
Dios
for him.
Dios te está mostrando.
God is showing you.
No es de ahora.
In this hour.
Dios te está mostrando hace días.
God is showing you in these days.
Tu tierra.
That your terrain.
Su territorio.
Right, your territory.
Vaya y poséalo.
It's going to be possessed.
Vaya y párese ahí.
Right.
Vaya y se para ahí. Ve y se para ahí.
Go to it.
Y párese.
And stand firm.
Ahí.
In that.
Es una palabra del Espíritu.
It's a word of God. Stand firm.
Que Dios te ha estado dando.
That God has given you.
No es una locura tuya.
It's not something crazy.
El Espíritu Santo.
It's the Spirit of God.
Ha estado sembrando eso en tu vida.
He has sown this in your life.
¿Qué le dijo el Señor?
What did God say?
Levántate.
Get up.
Mira.
And look.
Todo este territorio.
All this terrain.
Te lo he dado a ti.
Is for you.
Es lo que Dios te está diciendo.
It's what God is saying.
Todo este territorio.
All of this territory.
Te lo he dado a ti.
It's going to be given to you.
La manera de conquistar es a través del Espíritu.
The way to conquer is by the Spirit.
Padre fue llamado el padre. Abraham fue llamado el padre de la fe.
Abraham was called the father of faith.
Pero fue porque una palabra del Espíritu fue revelada a él.
It was because a word from the Spirit was revealed.
Abraham
to him.
Caminó.
Abraham walked.
Tomó la palabra.
He took the word.
Y la puso por obra.
And he made it into a word.
El Señor está diciendo.
And God is saying.
Camine.
Walk all of you.
Tome la palabra.
Take the word.
Y ponla por obra.
And make it into a work.
Ponle pies a tu visión.
Put your work into steps.
Y vaya.
And go.
Y posesiónese.
And stand firm.
Tome posesión.
Take possession.
De lo que Dios te está dando.
Of what God is giving you.
Luego viene Moisés. Voy a ir rápido. Luego viene Moisés.
Afterwards came Moses.
Y Dios comienza a tener una visión.
And God started
con su pueblo.
God started to have a new vision with his people.
Habla a una mujer.
He talked to a woman.
Ahí nace Moisés.
Okay, there Moses was born.
Y cuando esta mujer está ahí en un medio de la crisis.
And when this woman was in the time of crisis,
en circunstancias difíciles,
in difficult circumstances,
ella crea en su mente,
she believed in her mind,
una estrategia,
she created in her mind a strategy,
muy sencilla,
a simple strategy,
voy a colocar el niño en el río,
I'm going to put the kid in the basket, in the river,
ellos me lo van a cuidar,
and they're going to take care of my son,
y yo voy a ser la nana,
I'm going to be the nanny,
yo voy a estar ahí pendiente.
I'm going to be there waiting.
Era una locura.
It was crazy, right?
Por poder poner su niño en el río.
To put your kid in the river.
Pero a través de una palabra del Espíritu.
But by a word of God.
Le funcionó.
It worked.
Esta mujer encuentra al niño.
This woman encountered the boy.
Pensaba que era un regalo de Dios.
She thought it's a gift from God.
Y sí era un regalo de Dios.
But it was a gift from
Porque
God.
Porque Moisés era un regalo
Because
de Dios.
Because Moses himself was a gift of God.
Lo toma.
She took him.
Piensa que el Nilo le regaló el niño. El Nilo era el nombre del río.
El Nilo. Ah, Nile. The Nile was the name of the river.
Y entonces, entonces llama a la mamá.
So the mother.
Le dice, cuídame el niño.
Oh, the mother picked him up and said, take care of the kid.
Ella no dijo, ay, era mío.
And she. Moses' mother was able to take care
ella
of Moses.
Permitió que el río corriera.
And she permitted that the river carry him away, run with him.
Los obstáculos que usted coloca a la vida,
the obstacles that you have in your life,
son los que detienen que el río corra.
Those are the things that keep the river from flowing.
Que el río fluya.
That the river might flow.
Si tú no permites que el Espíritu Santo fluya en tu vida,
if you don't permit the Spirit of God to flow in your life,
usted va a estar estancado.
You're going to be
quieto.
Stuck and quiet.
Y no va a ir a lograr el propósito de
you're
Dios.
You're not going to go to the new place of purpose.
La mamá
in God.
De Moisés creó una estrategia.
The mother of Moses created a strategy.
Porque había un objetivo.
Because there was an objective.
En Dios.
An objective in God.
Tu vida tiene que tener un objetivo en Dios.
Your life has to have an objective in God.
En el Espíritu.
In the Spirit.
Usted tiene que permitir que Dios te dé una estrategia.
You guys have to permit that God creates a strategy.
¿Cuántas personas están esta noche aquí?
How many people are here tonight?
Y saben que algo no les está funcionando.
And you know that something isn't working.
¿Varios? Y el Espíritu te da una estrategia sencilla.
The Spirit of God needs to give you a simple strategy.
Sencilla.
Simple.
Y usted dice, no creo que me va a funcionar.
I don't think it's going to work, you say.
Parece algo que no tiene sentido.
But it looks like something that doesn't make sense.
Cuando usted lo hace,
when you do it,
bajo la dirección de Dios,
God's going to direct you.
Lo que el Señor te está dando,
what he taught, he's giving you.
Va a funcionar.
What he's taught is what is going to help you see it work.
Porque es una palabra que viene del Espíritu.
It's a word that comes from God.
Moisés creció.
Moses grew.
Estaba en el palacio.
He was in the palace.
Pero el discipulado de su madre estaba en su mente.
He was discipled by his mother.
De la mujer que escuchaba todos los días.
Uh-huh. By the woman who took care of him every day.
Cuando usted escucha una palabra todos los días.
When you listen to a word every day.
Y usted habla una palabra todos los días.
And you speak a word every day.
En su casa.
In your house.
A su familia.
To your family.
Esa palabra.
This word.
Tiene poder.
Has power.
Es poderosa.
It's powerful.
Y va a afectar.
And it's going to affect.
La vida de sus hijos.
Of your children.
La vida de su familia.
The life of your
family. La vida de su esposo.
The life of your spouse.
La vida de los que están en casa.
The life of whoever's in
porque
your house.
La palabra de Dios tiene poder.
Because the word of God,
porque es una palabra del Espíritu.
Tú
no estás perdiendo el tiempo.
You don't need to be wasting time.
Sigue haciendo la tarea.
Move with the flow.
Sigue fluyendo.
Flow.
Sigue haciendo el trabajo.
Do the work.
El Señor va a traer los resultados.
God is going to bring results.
Por el Espíritu.
By the Spirit.
Déjate mover en el Espíritu.
Permit that the Spirit move you.
Deja que el Espíritu te mueva.
Help, let the Spirit move you.
Deja que Dios haga algo grande.
Let God do something great.
Deja que Dios te sorprenda.
Let God surprise you.
Permite a Dios sorprenderte.
Let God surprise you.
Quien te puede ayudar en la crisis.
That he can help you in the crisis.
Quien te puede ayudar en los momentos difíciles.
That he can help you in the difficult moments.
Es el Espíritu.
It's the Spirit.
Dios te quiere ayudar.
God wants to help you.
Dios quiere que trabajar contigo.
God wants to work with you.
Permítele al Espíritu.
Allow his Spirit.
Que abra tu corazón.
That he would speak to your heart.
Dios quiere que comenzar a hacer cosas nuevas en tu vida.
God wants to do new things in your life.
Cosas sobrenaturales.
Supernatural things.
Abre tu corazón.
Open your heart.
Vuelve a ser sensible a la voz del Espíritu.
Change to be sensitive to the Spirit of God.
Y van a ver cambios sobrenaturales.
And you're going to see supernatural changes
en tu vida.
In your life.
Vuelve a llorar.
You're going to cry.
En el Espíritu.
In the Spirit.
Vuelve a llorar gimiendo a Dios.
You're going to cry.
Hay personas que Dios, hay personas que Dios los toca.
There's people here that God touches.
Y comienzan a secarse.
And they
a secar sus ojos. Hay personas que Dios los toca.
There's people that God touches. And they start to cry.
Deja que el Espíritu fluya.
Help, allow the Spirit to move and flow.
Deja que los ríos corran.
Let the rivers flow.
No detengas.
Don't stop them.
El fluir del Espíritu.
Do not stop the flow of the
Permite
Spirit.
Permite que Dios te toque.
Permit God to touch you.
Anhele la presencia de Dios.
Desire deeply the presence of God.
Y de igual manera.
In whatever manner.
El Espíritu.
The Spirit of God
nos ayuda
is going to help us
en nuestras debilidades.
In our weaknesses.
¿Cuántos tienen debilidades?
How many of you have weaknesses?
Hay áreas en las que somos débiles.
There's areas in which we're very weak.
Hay áreas en las que no podemos.
And there's areas in which we can't.
Pero el Espíritu,
but the Spirit,
el Espíritu de Dios,
but the Spirit of God
viene para ayudarnos.
Comes to help us.
Dile Espíritu Santo.
Say, Holy Spirit.
Necesito que me ayude.
Say, Holy Spirit, I need that you would help
Tengo
me.
Debilidades.
I have weaknesses.
¿Cuántos tienen problemas con la mentira?
How many here have problems with lies?
¿Cuántos tienen problemas con las deudas?
How many here have problems with debts?
¿Cuántos tienen problemas con su esposo?
How many have problems with the spouse?
O con su esposa.
Or with your spouse, wife or husband?
Y tú ya no puedes. Y tú ya no puedes.
And you already can't.
No puedo.
I can't, you say.
Dile, Señor, no puedo.
You have to say to God,
Pero tu
God,
espíritu,
I can't.
Tu espíritu.
I need your Spirit.
Tu espíritu.
Your Spirit.
Me va a ayudar.
Your Spirit is going to help me.
En mis debilidades.
In my weakness.
Alabado sea Dios.
Glory be to God.
Alabado sea Dios.
May God be glorified.
Alabado sea Dios.
May God be praised.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Él me ayuda.
Aleluya.
Permita que el Espíritu de Dios te ayude.
Let the Spirit of God help you.
Permita que Él te ayude.
Let Him help you.
En su debilidad.
In your weaknesses.
Cuando tú eres, cuando tú te pones rabioso.
Rabioso. When you get angry.
Te molestas.
When things start to bother you.
Y usted no puede controlar eso.
And you can't control something.
Pero tú le dices, Espíritu Santo.
You gotta say to the Holy Spirit.
Controla mi vida.
Control my life.
Y el Espíritu te dice, don't worry.
And the Spirit says,
no te preocupes.
No te preocupes.
Yo lo voy a hacer.
I'm gonna do it.
Yo lo voy a hacer.
I am going to do it.
Es el Espíritu.
It's the Spirit.
La Biblia dice, ¿cómo vamos a pedir?
The Bible says, how are we going to ask?
A veces uno dice, Señor, yo no sé cómo pedir.
God, I don't know how to ask.
Yo no sé cómo hacer.
I don't know how to do it.
Pero el poder del Espíritu.
But the power of
Él viene
the Spirit.
Y nos enseña a pedir.
He comes and He teaches us how to ask.
En el lenguaje del Espíritu.
In the Spirit.
Amén. En el lenguaje del Espíritu.
Oh, in the language of the Spirit.
En el lenguaje del Espíritu.
In the language of the Spirit.
Tú necesitas dejar al Espíritu que te ayude. Mm. You need the Holy Spirit to help. Tú necesitas que que el Espíritu te ayude. Mm. Ayúdame.
Help me.
Ayúdame, Espíritu
help
Santo.
Me, Holy Spirit.
No estamos solos.
We're not alone.
Cuando tú comienzas a caminar en el Espíritu.
When you start to walk in the Spirit.
Tú comienzas a ir como en un carro.
You start to go like a car.
Un Audi como el que tiene el pastor.
Like an Audi that the pastor has. Real fast.
Muy rápido.
Real fast.
Pero cuando tú no permites que el Espíritu te ayude.
But when you don't let the Spirit help you.
Tú vas en un carro viejo.
You're going to be like an old car.
Y la gente.
And the people.
Se va a reír de ti.
They're going to laugh at you.
Y es cristiano.
He's a Christian.
Lleva una vida muy difícil.
He's got a very difficult life.
Pobre hombre.
Poor man.
Pobre mujer de Dios.
Poor woman.
No es la culpa.
It's not the fault.
De la gente.
It's not the people's
fault. Es tu
fault.
Culpa.
It's your fault.
Porque tú no permites.
Because you allow.
Que el Espíritu.
Because you don't allow that the Spirit
ayude.
Would help you.
Te mueva.
To move you.
Te lleve a otra dimensión.
To take you to another dimension.
Dios quiere llevarte a otra dimensión.
God wants to take you to a new dimension.
Dios quiere llevarte a algo muy grande.
God wants to take you to something very great.
Pero tú tienes que romper la teología en tu mente.
You have to break the theology in your head.
Y dejar que el Espíritu te hable.
And allow the Spirit to speak
porque
to you.
Dios quiere hablarte cosas grandes.
Because God wants to speak to you great things.
Y revelarte.
And reveal to you.
La grandeza de lo que Dios quiere hacer contigo.
The greatness of what God wants
porque
to do
Dios
with
quiere
you.
Hacer cosas muy poderosas.
God wants to do mighty things in you.
Pero tú limitas a Dios.
But you limit God.
Los peros.
The dogs.
El pero. Pero,
los peros.
Pero, the no buts, perro, no perro. But you, pero.
But you have excuses.
Yes.
But this, but that.
En español es pero. Yo quiero hacer algo, pero.
I want to do something, but.
Yo quiero ser, pero.
I want to do it, but.
Son las excusas.
These are excuses.
Es como cuando usted quiere decir, me gustaría hacer algo, pero.
It's like when you want to do something, I would like to do something, but.
El pero es algo por encima.
The but is something above what you said.
Es un pensamiento.
It's a thought.
Quiero hacer algo, pero.
I want to do something, but.
Entonces, cuando estamos colocando los peros.
When we're placing buts.
Estamos limitando.
We're limiting.
Lo que Dios quiere hacer.
What God wants to do.
Aquí hay hombres y mujeres que tienen cosas, grandes proyectos de Dios.
There's here women and men that have big things.
Que vienen al pastor y le habla de tremendas cosas.
And God wants to speak of great things.
Y el pastor Alberto dice, este es el hombre que yo necesitaba.
And the pastor is going to say, this man and this man I need.
Esta es la mujer que yo estaba necesitando para ayudar.
This is the man or woman that I'm needing to help.
Pero luego dicen, pero.
But later they say, but.
No puedo.
No, I can't.
Pero ahora no es posible.
But now it's not possible.
Entonces se están limitando al Espíritu.
In this way, you're limiting the Spirit.
Amén. Amén. Tomás dijo, Jesús resucitó.
God was resurrected.
Tomás.
Jesus was resurrected. Tomás.
Tomás. Tomás, el incrédulo, Didimo.
Okay. Tomás de Deudas.
Tomás, no, Tomás de Didimos. Man, the name.
Okay.
The disciple.
What There's a disciple named Thomas.
Yeah. Yes, Thomas. Tomás dijo, Jesús resucitó.
Thomas said,
pero hasta que yo no vea,
yeah, Jesus was resurrected, but until I see him,
no voy a creer.
I'm not going to believe.
Cuando Jesús vino,
when Jesus came,
dijo, oh,
he said, oh.
Y el Jesús dijo, bienaventurados.
Oh, you guys, you were pretty
lo que bold. Lo que no vieron y creyeron.
Those of you who haven't believed or had faith, that have, those will be blessed who haven't seen but have believed.
Hay gente que dice, es posible.
It's possible.
Pero,
but,
y están esperando con excusas.
You're waiting for
están
excuses.
Limitando a Dios.
You're allowing excuses to limit God.
Están deteniendo la obra del Espíritu.
You're detaining the work of God.
Es como si usted va donde cuando se había una mujer bonita.
It's like when there might be a beautiful woman.
Yo te quiero mucho.
Oh, I love her so much.
Pero
but
está pensando en la otra.
You're thinking in another.
Y hay frustración.
And there's a frustration.
Cuando tú tienes una palabra del Espíritu,
when you have a word from God,
pero hay un pero en tu mente,
but there's a but in your mind,
está obstaculizando que Dios fluya,
you're putting an obstacle so that God can't
sobre
flow
tu vida,
up on your life.
O sea, hay una frustración.
There's a frustration.
El Espíritu te ayuda.
The Spirit
a liberarte.
The Spirit can help
de esa frustración.
From this frustration.
¿Cómo hemos de pedir?
How are we going to ask?
No lo sabemos.
We don't know how to ask.
Pero él intercede.
But he intercedes.
Él nos ayuda.
He helps us.
Él nos levanta.
He lifts us up.
A otro nivel.
To another level.
Deja que el Espíritu de Dios
so that the Spirit of
te
God
lleve a otro nivel.
The Spirit of God carries us to another level.
Interceda.
He intercedes.
En la oración.
He intercedes in prayer.
El Espíritu de Dios
the Spirit of God
te va a llevar a otro nivel.
He's going to carry us to another level.
A otra área.
To another area.
A otra dimensión.
To another dimension.
Él va a interceder por ti.
He's going to intercede for
él
you.
Él va a hacer que lo que es imposible.
He's going to do what's impossible.
Sea posible.
He's going to make what's impossible
para
possible.
Para que cree todo es posible.
Do you guys believe that everything is possible?
Si usted cree eso, va a ser posible.
Do you believe that he's going to make things possible?
Si cree Dios, si usted cree Dios, lo va a hacer.
Do you believe God's going to do it?
¿No te imaginas que Dios te quiere usar en una manera sobrenatural?
Do you believe that God wants to use you in a supernatural manner?
Él te quiere usar.
He wants to use you.
Y tú preguntas, ¿cómo lo vas? Hola. Tú preguntas, ¿cómo lo va a hacer?
How is it going to work?
How are you going to do it? Hacer?
And you ask, how is it going to work? How
¿cómo
are you
lo
do
va
it?
A hacer?
How are you going to do
sencillo.
It? Simple.
Deja que el Espíritu fluya.
Allow the Spirit to flow.
Haga las cosas sencillas.
Do the simple things.
Dios lo va a hacer contigo.
God is going to do it with you.
Permite que el Espíritu entre a tu vida.
Allow the Spirit to come
y que algo grande comience a pasar.
And something great is going to
ahora,
start to happen now.
Él te ayuda.
He will help you.
Él te ayuda en tu debilidad.
He helps in your weakness.
Él te ayuda cuando tú no puedes.
He helps you when you
el Espíritu
can.
De Dios
the Spirit of God
va a venir a ayudarles ahora.
He's going to help in this hour.
Y lo va a hacer.
And he's going to do it.
La gente dirá, wow.
The people say, oh, wow.
Lo hizo Dios.
God did that.
Yo no creía.
People will say, God did that. No, I didn't believe
ese hombre es del Espíritu.
They're going to say, this man is Father.
Esa mujer es del Espíritu.
This is a man of the Spirit.
Dios lo está haciendo. Dios lo está haciendo.
God is doing it.
Ahora.
Now.
El Señor lo está haciendo.
The Lord is doing it.
Amen.
Aleluya. Amen.
Aleluya. Aleluya. Diga, Dios lo va a hacer. Diga, Dios lo va a hacer de nuevo.
Say, God is going to do the new thing.
Dios lo va a hacer de nuevo.
God is going to do it anew.
Dígale, Señor. Diga, Señor. Lord,
yeah.
hazlo de nuevo.
Say, Lord, do it anew.
Lord, do it anew. Aleluya, dígalo fuerte.
Strongly say.
Repítalo,
it.
Very strong.
Aloud.
Lord, do anew.
Lord, do anew.
Amén, aleluya. Ahora dígalo creyendo. Dígalo creyendo. Yo creo que Dios lo va a hacer de nuevo.
Say, I know that God is going to do a new work.
Amen. Aleluya. Aleluya. Uy, traduzca un momento. Déjala un momento. Amen. Hey, aleluya. Good anointing. Very nice. Amen.
God is doing a new thing. What is it that He's doing? Let's say it. And it might be different in your life than it is in your life, but say it so that God
will. Aleluya.
Ella diga, ella diga. Hay decir lo nuevo que vas a hacer. Amen. Él en cada vida propio de uno.
¿Cómo sucede eso?
How does this happen?
Por una conexión del Espíritu.
By a connection with the Spirit.
By la conexión del Espíritu.
Yes, an anointing, a strong unction of the Spirit of God.
Cuando usted está conectado en el Espíritu.
When you're connected with the Spirit.
Yes.
Usted puede hablar el mismo idioma.
You can talk the same language.
Yes.
El mismo lenguaje.
The same language.
El mismo mensaje.
The same message.
That's right. When God comes upon you and the Spirit of God is upon you, then you can say the same thing that God is saying to him, then it comes upon me, then it comes upon you, and it comes upon you. We're all saying the same thing because we're hearing it from the Spirit of God.
Porque es el lenguaje del Espíritu.
This is the language of the Spirit.
Right.
Amen. Hay la misma acción.
There's the same action.
Se siente lo mismo.
Yes. We feel the same.
Similar pasión.
We feel the same passion.
Déjeme decirle algo.
Let me say something.
Muchos matrimonios.
Many marriages.
Tienen problemas.
Have problems.
En sus hogares.
In their homes.
Porque es posible que el esposo la ame mucho.
But it's possible that the spouse loves him a lot.
Y él llegue feliz a la casa.
And the husband is happy at home.
Y la esposa no está preparada.
And the wife isn't ready.
Está desalentada.
She's
muy
not
triste.
Encouraging. She's tired.
Pero él quiere estar
sad.
Con su esposa. Él quiere estar con
but
su esposa.
But he wants to be with his wife.
Pero si no hay una conexión,
but if there's no connection,
será una frustración.
There's going to be a frustration.
Los mayores problemas de los hogares,
the biggest problems in the homes,
están en la habitación.
Are in the
in the room.
In the room. In the bedroom, maybe.
No, in the bathroom, no. In the room. In the habitación.
In the, go ahead.
Habitación.
Room, yeah.
In the room.
El cuarto
de los esposos, sí.
There, in the bedroom.
Porque no hay la conexión.
Because there's no connection.
¿Me entienden?
Do you understand me?
Pero cuando hay la conexión.
But when there might be a connection.
Y tienen una buena noche los esposos.
And you have a good night with your spouse.
Al otro día el esposo le dice, ¿qué quieres?
The next day the spouse says, what would you like?
¿Dónde quieres ir?
Where would you like to go?
¿Qué quieres que te dé?
What would you like me to give you?
Wow! Funcionó.
It works.
La conexión del Espíritu.
The connection of the Spirit.
Te va a llevar a algo sobrenatural.
It's going to carry you to something supernatural.
La conexión con Dios.
The connection with God.
Va a producir.
To produce.
Milagros poderosos.
Miracles.
Del Espíritu.
Miracles of the Spirit.
La conexión de Albert es una conexión profética.
The connection Albert has is a prophetic connection.
Pero su esposa sabe percibir en qué momento el Espíritu está acá.
But his wife knows how to perceive in what moment the Spirit is here.
Y cuando está conectada puede expresar que ahí está el Espíritu de Dios.
And when they're connected, they can.
Pero si hay un hombre o una mujer que no está conectado en el Espíritu.
But when there's a man and woman who aren't connected by the Spirit.
Dice.
They say,
¿qué está pasando?
What's happening?
No entiendo.
I don't know. What's happening?
Porque no está conectado.
Because they're not connected.
Pero si está conectado.
But if you're connected.
Uff.
Wow.
The glory of God.
The glory.
The presence of God here.
Yeah, la presencia de Dios.
The presence of God here. Mm-hmm. The worship. Y usted comienza a adorar a Dios.
And you start to adore God.
Lo más importante.
The most important.
Lo más grande.
The most great.
Es su presencia.
Is your presence.
Y usted tiene que percibir.
And you have to perceive.
A qué momento está viniendo la presencia de Dios.
The presence of God is
El Espíritu
coming.
De Dios nos ayuda.
The Spirit of God helps
en nuestras
us
debilidades.
In our weaknesses.
¿Cómo hemos de pedir?
How do we ask?
No lo sabemos.
We don't know how to ask.
Pero el Espíritu.
But the Spirit
intercede.
Intercedes.
¿Sabe qué dice el Espíritu?
What does the Spirit say? Do you know what the Spirit says?
Alberto, déjamelo a mí.
Permit me.
Alberto, lo voy a hacer, dice el Espíritu.
The Spirit says, Albert, I'm going to do.
Lo voy a hacer.
I'm going to do it.
Y tú dices, hazlo, Señor. Tú dices, hazlo, Señor.
You say, do it, God.
Hazlo, Dios.
Do it, God.
Y Dios lo hace.
And God does it.
Cuando somos débiles.
When we're weak.
Y no podemos.
And we can't.
Dios lo hace.
God does it.
Aleluya. Aleluya. Moisés estaba ahí.
Moses was there.
Estaba ahí.
He was there.
Moisés dijo.
And he said,
¿qué hago, Señor?
What are you? What am I doing, Lord?
Estaba el mar.
He was bad. He
Atrás estaba el enemigo.
Behind him was the enemy.
¿Qué hago, Señor?
What do I do, Lord?
Y el Señor te molesta, se molesta.
And the Lord bothered.
¿Qué haces?
He bothered the Lord said, what
Extiende
are you doing?
Extiende tu vara.
You have to extend your staff.
Usa tu poder.
Use your power, said God.
El Señor dice.
And the Lord said.
¿Qué haces clamando?
What are you doing crying out?
Extiende tu vara.
Extend your staff.
Usa el poder.
Use your power.
El poder es la palabra profética.
The power of the prophetic word.
Ese es el poder.
This is the power.
El Señor dice, Emilio, avanza.
The Lord says, Emilio,
avanza.
Advance.
Avanza.
Advance.
Ahora.
Now.
Hay gente que ha estado clamando por mucho tiempo.
Are you going to be sitting there crying out for a long time?
Y clamen y clamen y clamen.
And cry out and cry out and cry out.
Pray, pray,
and pray.
Right?
Yes.
Many times.
A lot of times.
Y God dice, go, 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 go.
God says, go.
Vayan.
Go.
Vayan.
Go.
Vayan.
Go.
Tú serás un pastor.
Are you? What's your name?
Tú serás un pastor.
Are you going to be a pastor? Yo voy a hacer lo que sea que él dice, que él me llama, como él me llama.
Porque su corazón es grande.
And he says, "Good, because your heart is big."
Y ha estado escribiendo cosas.
And you're writing things.
Y Dios te ha estado dando revelación.
And God has given you revelation.
Llévalo contigo.
Carry it with him.
Dile, vamos. Sí. Dile, vamos.
Say, let's go.
Vamos.
So let's go.
Él está listo para ir.
He's ready to go. We travel. Ellos viajan juntos.
Síguelo llevando.
Continue traveling.
Más.
More.
Lo que hay en tu vida.
What there is in your life.
Se va a pegar a él.
It's going to stick to him.
Y tú, Dios te va a usar para traer muchos jóvenes
to bring many young people
y comenzar a llevarlos
and start to carry them.
Crea proyectos juveniles para misiones.
Create projects for the youth.
Y vayan.
And go.
Tremendo.
It's tremendous.
It's power. Amén. Ven. Come on.
Come. He's saying come.
It's mobile.
Tablet's little.
Finish? The oil. Oh, one miracle. Señor.
Lord.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Declaro, Señor, una unción
I declare an unction
poderosa en la vida de él.
I declare a powerful unction in his life
para afectar muchos jóvenes.
To have an impact in many lives of youth.
Para impactar muchos jóvenes.
To impact many youth.
Tú vas a impactar muchos jóvenes.
You're going to impact many youth.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Para ir a las naciones.
To go to the nations.
Y Dios te va a usar.
And God is going to use you.
Con un hombre poderoso.
Like a strong man.
Para predicar.
To preach.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
El poder del Espíritu.
The power of the Spirit.
Viene ahora sobre él.
Comes now upon
y este hombre
and this man
será usado
is going to be used
para predicar en las naciones
to preach to nations.
Tu gloria y tu poder
your glory and
va,
your power
se va a mover grandemente
is going to move powerfully.
Y Dios va a hacer un despertar
and God is going to wake
en los
up.
Jóvenes
God is going to wake up the
en este territorio
in this territory.
Y va a ser usado
and he's going to be used
poderosamente
in a powerful
porque
way.
Va a ser movido
because he's going to be moved.
Diga, va a ser, dígalo fuerte, va a ser movido. Extienda sus manos, diga, va a ser movido.
Say loudly, he is going to be moved.
Extienda las manos así.
He is going to be moved.
Eso. Extienda las manos así.
Extend your hand towards him.
Diga, él va a ser movido.
He is going to be moved.
Diga, él es mi hijo espiritual. Es mi hijo espiritual.
He is my spiritual son.
Amen. Y va a ser movido.
And he is going to be moved.
And he is going to be moved.
En el espíritu.
In the spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Diga aleluya. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Diga voy a ser movido. Fuerte, repita, voy a ser movido.
I am going to be moved.
En el espíritu.
In the spirit.
Para cosas grandes.
For big things.
¿Cómo te llamas?
What is your name?
¿Cómo?
Caitlin.
¿Caitlin? Catalina. Come on, Catalina. Don't worry. Catalina, levanta tus manos.
Lift your hands.
El Espíritu
the Spirit
te va a mover.
Is going to move you.
Catalina, a partir de ahora,
in the next moments,
vas a ser movida por el Espíritu.
You're going to be moved by the Spirit.
Hay cosas extraordinarias que se están gestando en su vida.
There are extraordinary things that he's gestating in your life.
Hay sueños que tú piensas que son ideas suyas.
There's things that you think are your ideas.
Pero no son ideas tuyas.
But they are not your ideas.
Son del Espíritu.
They're from the Spirit.
Dios te va a mover algo muy grande.
God is going to move you in a powerful way.
Dios te va a mover algo sobrenatural.
God is going to move you in a supernatural way.
Dios te va a mover algo poderoso.
God is going to move you in a powerful way.
Algo muy poderoso.
Very powerful.
Va a ocurrir en tu vida.
It's going to happen.
El Señor hoy te unge.
God is going to give you
el Señor
he's going to anoint you.
Hoy te renueva.
For new,
viene algo muy grande.
A big new thing is coming.
Algo muy poderoso.
Something powerful.
Recibe en el nombre de Jesús.
Receive it in the name of God. In
una
name
unción
Jesus,
del Espíritu.
An unction from the Spirit.
Una unción muy fuerte.
A powerful unction.
El Señor te dice, no tengas temor.
The Lord says, don't have fear.
Dios va a hacer cosas extraordinarias.
I'm going to do extraordinary things.
Cosas grandes.
Great things.
Van a pasar en tu
are
vida.
Going to happen in your life.
Dios no te quiere en la última silla.
He doesn't want you in the last seat.
Mirando todo lo que está pasando.
Looking at everything that's going on.
Dios te quiere allá al frente.
He wants you to come up front.
Hay cosas que han estado pasando en tu mente. Hay cosas que han estado pasando en tu mente.
There's things that have been happening in your mind.
Y el Espíritu te ha dicho.
And the Spirit has told you.
Hazlo.
Do it.
Hazlo.
Do it.
Pero tú dices, espera.
But you say, wait.
Voy a esperar que me llamen.
I'm going to wait that you might call me.
Y Dios te está llamando hoy.
And God is calling you today.
¿Es verdad?
Is this the truth?
Dios te está llamando hoy.
God is calling you today.
Dios te está diciendo.
God is saying to you.
Comienza a ayudar ayudarle.
Start to help.
Mírala a los ojos.
Start to help her.
Mírala a los ojos.
Look at her in the eye.
Dile estos días.
Say, in these days.
Por mucho tiempo.
For a lot of time. In these days, for a lot of time.
Dios me ha estado hablando.
God has been speaking to me.
Perdóname.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Dios me ha estado diciendo.
God has been saying to me.
God has been saying to me.
Que te ayude.
That I should help you.
That I should help you.
El temor no ha dejado. No me ha dejado.
The fear hasn't left you.
Dile, enséñame.
Teach me.
Teach me.
Enséñame, por favor.
Teach me, please.
Yo lo quiero hacer.
I want to do it.
El Señor está colocando en su vida.
God is putting in your life.
Una pasión.
A passion.
Una pasión muy fuerte.
A very strong passion.
Amen.
Abrázala.
Hug her. You already want to.
Dile,
anyway.
Tú eres mi hija. Tú eres mi hija.
You are my daughter.
Oh, gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Oh, gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Wow. Hay una visión muy grande. Many big vision.
Yeah.
Many big
vision.
There's
a great big vision.
Dios tiene algo muy grande.
God has something very great.
Muy grande.
A great big thing.
Muy grande.
Very great.
Tu pasión.
Your passion.
No es United States.
Isn't the United States.
No. Your passion is for the world.
It's for the world.
Praise for the world. Hallelujah. Diga gracias Espíritu Santo.
Say thank you Holy Spirit.
Levántate ahora. Levántese ahora. Stand up.
Stand up.
Levántese ahora. Stand up.
Stand up now.
Levanta sus manos al cielo.
Lift your hands to the heavens.
Diga Espíritu Santo.
Say Holy Spirit.
Espíritu Santo.
Holy Spirit.
Ven Espíritu Santo.
Come.
Come Espíritu Santo. Come Holy Spirit. Yes. Ven, ven, te
Come.
Necesito Espíritu Santo.
I need you, Holy Spirit.
Te necesito Espíritu Santo. Comience a adorar a Dios. Comience a adorar a Dios. Oh, aleluya. Necesito que venga esa palabra profética.
I need that a prophetic word comes.
Necesito que venga esa palabra de sanidad.
I need that a word.
Necesito que venga esa palabra de liberación.
I need a word of liberation. I need a word of
Necesito que venga esa palabra de milagros.
I need a word of miracles.
Necesito que venga esa palabra de Dios.
I need that this word of God.
Ahora.
Now.
En el nombre de Jesús de Nazaret. El Señor te marca para cosas grandes.
God is setting you apart.
Dios quiere hacer cosas muy grandes.
God wants to do
Dios va a hacer cosas poderosas.
God is going to do powerful things.
Dios te está llamando a algo muy grande. Aleluya. Algo sobrenatural va a pasar con estos jóvenes. El Señor va a hacer algo poderoso y grande.
God is going to do something great.
Aleluya, porque usted está listo.
Are you ready?
Usted está listo para ir.
Are you ready?
Y Dios va a hacer algo muy grande.
You are ready.
Y Dios va a hacer algo sobrenatural. Dios va a hacer algo sobrenatural.
God is going to do something supernatural.
Escúcheme, pastor.
Listen to me, pastor.
Escúcheme, pastora.
Listen to me, pastor.
Ahora pueden ustedes dos ir.
What's that?
Ahora pueden ustedes dos ir.
Right now, can you both?
Ahora pueden ir los dos.
Can you go? Can you both go?
Where?
¿A dónde?
Yes.
Donde Dios diga.
Wherever God tells you.
Yes.
Los dos.
Both of you can go wherever God tells you.
Porque Dios hoy ha instaurado.
Because right now, God,
hombres para que te ayuden aquí.
God is looking for men and women to help you.
Mira esos jóvenes.
Look at these young
Los
people.
Dos.
Look at both of them.
Es un equipo que Dios te da.
It's a team that God's given you.
Para ir para ir al mundo.
To go to the world.
Amen.
Para ir al mundo.
To go to the world.
Porque los ancianos no quisieron ir.
The older people don't want to go.
It's true.
It's the truth, right?
No, pastor. Tome. Vaya, pastor. Come on. No puedo ir, pastor.
I can't
pero vaya.
Go, pastor.
Y vaya. Todo el tiempo.
Everything in its time.
Many excuses.
Many excuses.
Tome, pastor.
Take this.
Pero
pastor.
Dios.
But God.
Esta noche.
This night.
Dios te da un equipo.
He's given you a team.
Vengan los jóvenes.
Come up here, young
Come
people.
On.
Come up here.
Vengan.
Anybody young.
Please. Vengan. ¿Alguien más Dios lo está llamando a ir?
Is there anyone else here that God is calling?
Vengan acá.
Come. If he's
calling. ¿Hay alguien que Dios lo está llamando?
Is there anyone here that God is calling? Come.
Que Dios les está diciendo cuando el pastor dice, vamos a hacer misiones.
When the pastor says, we're going to do missions.
Vamos a ir a hacer misiones.
We're going to go and do missions. Is anyone else called?
¿Todos ustedes?
All of you people?
They all travel.
All of these todos viajan, ya viajan.
Bueno, van a ir más.
They're going to go more.
Dios va a hacer algo más grande.
God is going to do something new and greater.
Y usted necesita trabajar con su esposa.
And you need to work with your wife.
Para traer más gente.
To bring more people.
Porque Dios va a hacer algo muy grande.
Because God is going to do something great.
Oh, aleluya.
Amen.
Wow. Una iglesia misionera.
A missionary church.
Tu pasión es solo misiones.
Your passion is just missions.
Y usted ha sido una mujer increíble.
And you have been an incredible woman.
Solo creyendo, solo creyendo.
Just believing, just believing.
Si Dios te llamó, ve.
If God calls me, let's
si
go.
Si Dios te llamó, ve.
If God calls me.
Pero ahora el Señor te dice, vayan.
But right now God is saying, go.
Porque hay mucho trabajo.
Because there's a lot of work.
Alberto, Dios te ha dado una mujer increíble.
God has given you an incredible woman.
Con una pasión grande.
With a great passion.
Por las misiones.
For the missions.
¿Cómo te llamas?
What's your name?
¿Reinaldo o Renato? Reinaldo. Arrodíllate, Reinaldo.
Get down on your knees. Bow.
Serás un hombre muy fiel.
You are a man that's very faithful.
Ayudando en la visión.
Helping in the vision.
Padre, en el nombre de Jesús.
God, in your holy name.
Bendice a Reinaldo.
Bless Reinaldo.
Y haz cosas grandes.
And do great things.
Ahora bendice este equipo.
Right now, bless the team.
Misionero.
This missionary team.
Que van a ir.
That is going to go.
Van a hacer la obra de Dios.
To do the works of God.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, God.
Amén.
Thank you, Lord.
Diga gracias, Espíritu Santo.
Give thanks to the Holy Spirit.
Gracias, Espíritu Santo.
Give thanks to the Holy Spirit.
Gracias, Espíritu Santo.
Give thanks to the
gracias,
Holy Spirit.
Gracias, Señor. Amén.
Say thank you, the Holy
Amén.
Spirit.
Amén. Aleluya. Aleluya. Amén.
So, Alan, don't go away. There's three doors that the Lord is opening for you, doors that you don't expect. All three of them lead to hallways. And in those hallways are rooms of decision. The Lord is giving you choices on either side of three hallways behind three doorways.
Oh. Choice sounds scary.
There are no bad choices in what I'm saying. But the purpose of each one is that at each hallway and each doorway, you will seek His face to know His timing to go through the door. Because when you go through the door with His timing, there will be an increase in the anointing of His presence that's upon you for what needs to be done on the other side of the door. There will be some times where it's healing, and the word and the anointing is not yet ready. Amen. And so going through in His timing will bring the healing for the person that needs it on the other side. On other doors there's going to be miracles, and on other doors there's going to be divine appointments that will lead to where you need to be 10 years from now. Amen. And it's going to go quickly. As you go through the doors, as you make the decisions, there will be substance in the spirit realm added to your being. That you will have a treasure of His presence that you will impart to those that He tells you to. There's going to be divine appointments that you will impart life, the life of Christ, to those that are on the other side of those doors. Not prematurely, and not post-maturely, but in the fullness of His time. The first door is coming in the next 3 months. You'll know it. You'll see his presence in the midst of it. And you'll have a peace to walk through it. There'll be no anxiety. There'll just be the joy that comes from the peace of his presence that passes understanding.
Okay, thank you. Yes, thank
you. Can you imagine Emilio and Guillermo and I driving in Bogota? Oh, look at that. I had a little more wisdom than Emilio. I sat in the back seat. Because we weren't going slow and, oh, look. This is a very missions-focused body. In the 23 years that this body has been in existence, we've sown almost $750,000 into missions around the world and around the community. We've sent teams, and it sounds like we're going to continue sending teams. Did you have some things confirmed that were on your heart tonight? 20 years ago, the Lord said the same thing that we heard tonight, but he didn't say soon and quickly. Did you hear soon and quickly tonight? Do you know the thing on the back of the bulletin that we've been praying over those words and those seeds? You know, when you pray over the words, they become more than just seeds. They start to sprout, and they start to put out leaves, and they start to bear fruit. Confirmation. This young guy and I have been to Honduras 3 times. Yeah. Yet. They have passports. You got your passport now, right? Yeah. It's the first step in travel. That's the first step of faith. Yes. Is go get your passport. Because you can't go anywhere nowadays without one. You don't want to go to every place I go. Maybe. 3 years ago, we were in 7 of the most dangerous places in the world. We weren't at the Hyatt Regency. We were in the middle of a place where the Boko Haram are headquartered. But God, we got to see a little girl set free from curses of witchcraft that paralyzed her. When he sends you, he anoints you. When he anoints you, he expects you to release the anointing. There is refreshments next door. Now there truly are refreshments next door. Please stay in fellowship. Pray over the words that were spoken. Allow Holy Spirit, if you heard something that resonated for you, whether hands were being laid on someone else or not, if it was a word that the Holy Spirit has been speaking to you, then ask him to confirm that word in your heart and make it real in your life. He's not a respecter of persons. Father, we thank you that you brought Guillermo and Alan to share what was on your heart for this local assembly. We thank you, Lord, that you are doing something beyond one house. You are building your bride in this region. And we ask you, Lord, for the peace that makes us the peculiar member in particular, that we will do what it is you've asked us to do so that everyone else can do what you've asked them to do. And we can see the bride of Christ in this region become radiant and you come back for her.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you that you bless us with more of your Spirit. Teach us, Lord, to walk in Romans 8:26, that when we don't know how to ask, we will allow you to ask through us. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you all. Stay in fellowship. Have a blessed week.